William Morrow and Harper Audio present Appleseed, a novel by Matt Bell, performed by Mark Bramhall. For Jessica. Where now can one find the certainty that the world is a machine, since in so many respects it resembles a tree? Magdalena Tulli, Dreams and Stones. When I added the dimension of time to the landscape of the world, I saw how freedom grew the beauties and horrors from the same live branch. Annie Dillard, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. A man is ruled by appetite and remorse, and I swallowed what I could. Elise Blackwell, Hunger. In the fawn's clawed and calloused hands, the pumice comes out rich and sweet, a treasure of crushed cores and waxy skins and pulped flesh, a dozen colors of apples distinct in the gap between the cider mill's grindstone and its wheel. He squeezes his fingers into the trough. If the wheel slips, he'll lose his hairy hand, and jerks free a handful of mash, dumping it onto a stretch of cheesecloth spread across the floor. He hops side to side, his hooves sliding on the slick boards, his claws' sharpness speeding the pumice's recovery from the circular groove. Occasionally, he lifts his horned head to nervously watch the millhouse door. If he strains, he can hear his half-brother's voice outside, still negotiating for seeds already freely given. The fawn hurries to finish before his brother loses the miller's attention. His brother has many gifts, but a penchant for entrancing gab is not one. Every seed he pries from the mill comes up wet. Each black kernel is coated in mottled skin, browning flesh, strands of core, all moisture and fertilizer for the long walk ahead. The room is thick with apple-drunk wasps, but the fawn ignores their buzzing and the prickling welts their stings raise along his forearms. Despite the irritation, he harbors the wasps no ill will. What else should a wasp be except a wasp? The fawn digs and sorts, pushing more seeds inside his leathern bag, filling it to bursting, then tamping down the mash to make room for more seeds. The moisture of the pressed pumice seeps through the tanned skin. By the time the brothers reach the territory, a musk of sickly rot and sweet fermentation will have worked its way deep into the fawn's fur. 10 years into this apple planter's life, the fawn has come to crave this clinging, cloying smell, the smell of the future he and his brother are making, all their orchards to be, the smell of his truest hope, that the tree he seeks waits inside these seeds, although even if this is the year he plants it, then still 10 more impatient years must pass before the tree the seed contains might deliver its first ripe apple, revealing itself, and, as always, whenever the fawn makes himself sick with hope, it's because the pumice's rotted drunken scent promises him something else, something more than mere trees. And, yes, as he lifts the next fistful of crushed apple to his nose and breathes in its ferment, there it is, that hoped-for future beyond smell, beyond taste, beyond want, where one day this fawn must go, forgotten and forgetting. Part 1. Chapman. The Invincible Earth. Chapman wakes in the cold and the dark and the wet pre-dawn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?